Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Emergency teams are continuing with mop-up operations in Newcastle after flash floods hit the northern KZN town yesterday. Parts of the central business district remain closed as authorities clear debris and assess infrastructure damage. KZN COCTA spokesperson Senzelwa Mzila says disaster teams are still on the ground assisting the affected families.
The MSC for COCTA, Reverend Tulasuze Buthelezi, is urging all residents in the Newcastle area to exercise extreme caution, especially when navigating roadways, and for them to heed instructions from emergency personnel. The South African Weather Service has forecast inclement weather conditions that are expected to continue on Monday and Tuesday in parts of the province, including Newcastle.
KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services says frail and elderly residents from two care facilities have been safely evacuated. Spokesperson Craig Buerta says teams had to move vulnerable patients through damaged corridors to dry sections of the building.
Initial assessments revealed serious roof damage in the frail care wings, with water streaming into residents' rooms. Simultaneously, the ground floor units of both facilities were experiencing significant flooding, with water levels creating a substantial risk to the elderly and physically disabled residents.
Emergency crews remain on high alert amid fears that further heavy rain could trigger more flooding. To the Durban High Court now, where the 2021 July civil unrest trial of Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is set to get underway. The MK Party MP and daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing terrorism-related charges. We now cross live to our reporter, Nishira Sothiel, who's outside court.
The charges of inciting terrorism and public violence stem from the deadly riots and looting that shook KZN and Gauteng 4 years ago. The state believes Zuma Sambudla was a key instigator, using her massive social media presence to ignite and spur on the chaos that claimed more than 300 lives. But Zuma Sambudla says she's being targeted. She says her posts to over 100,000 followers were driven by her unhappiness after her father was jailed for defying a court order to appear before the State Capture Commission. The 43-year-old says while she looks forward to her day in court, she believes the charges that were brought against her in January this year are politically motivated. For the next 3 weeks, we'll hear testimony from at least 8 witnesses, 3 of whom are social media experts. Meanwhile, MK Party members have vowed to pack the courtroom in support of Zuma Sambudla today. The Jacob Zuma Foundation believes this is an attempt to use the justice system to settle political scores with the Zuma family. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Staying in the province, and 8 people, including 4 children, have been killed in a crash on the south coast. Road traffic officials say a truck and a buggy collided on the N2 North near Scottborough off-ramp last night. The RTI's Cindy Msimang says the children were aged between 2 and 4 years.
The buggy had conveyed 10 passengers. Only 2 survived and 1 is in a critical condition in hospital. It was alleged that the heavy motor vehicle was traveling on the slow lane and the buggy rear-ended the heavy motor vehicle, resulting in multiple fatalities. We're still trying to establish if all the deceased are related or maybe one family.
And U.S. senators have reached a deal seen as the first major step towards ending America's longest ever government shutdown. Local news outlets CNN and Fox News are reporting that Republican plans to extend federal funding has received enough support from Democrats. The shutdown has stretched to a record 40 days, disrupting air travel and threatening food assistance for millions. The deal will need to be approved now by the House of Representatives, where Donald Trump's party also has a majority. Durban's going up to a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, City thump Liverpool in the Premier League, Maruma to play Pirates in the Calling knockout final, and wins for Alcaraz and Zverev in the ATP finals.